check in with Vaughn Palmer now from the Vancouver Sun because there is an update on this long-running dispute, it feels like, between the NDP government and government lawyers. Good morning, Vaughn.
Good morning, Simi. And yes, we have breaking news here. The government lawyers, the ones that are trying to unionize, announcing this morning that the talks they were into with the government have broken off. The government rejected the lawyer's offer to send this matter to an independent adjudicator, and the government is going to go through with legislation forcing the lawyers into the NDP government's choice of a union. So the government will not allow the lawyers to form their own union, which is what they want. The government is saying you're going to be pushed into Professional Employees Association. That's with foresters and engineers and other government employees. So they've been talking for quite a while, Simi, as you know. This has been going on now for months. Talks didn't get anywhere. Government is going to wield the legislative hammer, and the union, well, they're not a union. The Lawyers Association is saying we're going to look at our options for job action. So a messy ending to a legislative session that ends next week.
And let's just recap this for people here too, Vaughn. Like, why was this so significant? Because what was the difference in these unions here?
Well, the Lawyers Association decided they wanted to be able to bargain for better wages and benefits, which is why workers unionize. And they tried to form a union, and the government blocked them at every step. So the lawyers did, again, what organizations do when they want to exercise their union rights, the right to unionize. They went to the Labor Relations Board. They filed an application. They proceeded. And instead of letting that happen, the New Democrats stepped in at the beginning of the legislative session this year and tabled a bill, Bill 5, that would have forced the lawyers into the government's choice of a union and preempted the action at the Labor Board. A reaction right across the labor sector, the BC Federation of Labor, which is not known for criticizing the NDP very often, kind of cleared its throat and pointed out that the NDP has long stood for the right of union, of workers, to choose their own union, not to be have one imposed on them by the employer. And that led the government to putting the legislation on hold and entering into talks. That was hopeful. A little bit of negotiation behind closed doors often leads to resolving differences. Those talks finally came down to the Lawyers Association offering the government a compromise. They said, let's send this issue to an independent adjudicator, but you, government, agree to live with the decision of that adjudicator. The government this week rejected that offer, and I can say the only reason I can think of why they rejected it, you reject binding arbitration in the labor world if you're afraid that the arbitrator is going to go against you. Here we go. There's just a few days left in the session. Bill 5 has been reactivated, and it looks as if the government's going to push it through in the few days left in the session. Never mind the political embarrassment for the NDP coming out against, effectively, the right of a group of workers, government lawyers, a couple hundred of them, to form their own union.
This one really mystifies me, Vaughn, just because of all the things we've talked about, like the pro-union bent of the government, like the signing the union card, not signing the union, like all of this argument about how supportive they are of unions. And this just seems like such a basic fundamental thing that they are against.
It does. And this thing abounds with ironies. The NDP's labor law that made it easier for workers to unionize was drafted by this group of lawyers. Like, they wrote the bill that the Horgan government put through.
Yeah, that's
first
a big irony.
Government is. However, we have a clue as to the government's thinking. We have the letter from the bureaucracy explaining here at the last ditch why they're rejecting the lawyers' effort to form their own union. And the government is citing two principles. One, labor stability, and two, a desire to avoid a proliferation of bargaining units in the public sector. So that's a clue to what this is really all about. In the current situation, there are, in central government, we're not talking about the entire public sector, in central government, there really are only three bargaining associations. There's the famous BCGEU, which we all know, mm-hmm. which represents the vast majority of workers in central government. Then there's the Professional Employees Association. For that's a separate organization, and it's for professionals, as it sounds. So you get foresters and engineers, and that's where they're proposing to slot the lawyers. And then there's a separate association for Crown Counsel, so that's prosecutors. That's the deal. That's what exists out there. And the government is saying, in effect, I mean, this is a bureaucratic argument. We don't want a whole bunch of bargaining associations in the public sector because it'll be messy and hard to administer. And they're afraid that if they let the lawyers form their own union, prison guards will be next, or corrections officers, or who knows? Who knows might get it into
chaos.
Their heads that they can go out and form their own union. What a shocking idea to New right. Democrats that workers might have their own ideas about how they would like to be represented. I mean, that's the irony in all this. And we now know what trumps the NDP's interest in workers' rights. It's bureaucratic management considerations. That does tell you that this group of New Democrats, they've really gotten used to being in government, and they like it, and they just want to make life easier for themselves to manage things.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, what do you think is the political calculus here? Do they think that the public won't care enough about this? Do they think yeah. that, like, other political parties aren't going to hit them over this one? Like,
yep. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, they think that they're so righteous and so obviously on the side of unions that they can get away with this. You know, and again, the Lawyers Association, the head, Gareth Morley, who just recently was in front of the Supreme Court of Canada arguing the NDP government's case on federal legislation. Like, that's who this guy is, right? So Morley, they offered, why don't you let us meet with the premier and the head of the public service, and we'll explain our position. Turn them down. They won't even meet with them. They do not want to be associated with this embarrassment. They are hoping to push it far enough away from them that it'll be the bureaucracy that is carrying the can for this, not the politicians. But look, Simi, it wouldn't have gotten this far if the premier and the cabinet hadn't turned a blind eye on this one. Even a labor minister, and there is no stronger advocate of union rights in this province than Harry Baines. He's a former union organizer himself, a very nice guy, but on this one, I doubt very much you'll see Harry explaining this. You're going to see a bureaucratic explanation.
And so that's it then. Right? Like, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is one forum. There's a couple of forums left. So first of all, they've got to call the bill, and it's got to be debated in the House. And you're right. I'm sure the opposition and the Greens will point out the irony of the NDP acting against workers' rights to unionize. So that will actually happen, and the government will be hoping to get that through as fast as they can with as little debate as possible. There's still an option to go back to the Labor Board. The government will try to block that, but you know, again, the Labor Board is independent. It'll decide whether it wants to take the case. There's a possibility of a court challenge arguing that what the NDP have done here is trampled workers' constitutional right to collective bargaining. And the union is saying it's going to look at job action. So, and I call them a union again because they sort of are, even yeah. if the New Democrats won't recognize them. The lawyers are going to announce, they say they'll announce Monday, if the legislation goes ahead, they will announce Monday job action. So that may involve a ban, you know, the sort of things that trade unions do, ban on overtime, that sort of thing, and make it harder to manage the government. I mean, nobody's claiming these people have the ability to paralyze government the way the Federal Public Service does, but it's a significant thing, and as I said, I guess the opposition, BC United, will be smacking their lips at the chance to embarrass the New Democrats on this one. It'd be interesting to see just how serious the labor movement gets about slamming the government on this, whether they'll just be content with news releases or whether there'll be a, you know, if there's a lawyer's picket line somewhere, whether they'll actually show up and express solidarity.
This is, for all of those reasons, it makes it such an interesting one, doesn't it?
Yep, does indeed, Simi.
All right, Vaughn, thank you.
Bye-bye.